The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
So we're the show of honesty, right?
Yeah.
All right, time for honesty. Can I give you my hot take? You're not very good at this.
Spit on me. I think I figured out how you felt about me after, I don't know, the first month. Some 27 years ago when we started working together. 1101. That is assault, Domino, by the way. I can go to HR and have you removed and arrested. And I may sue you.
See, what I'm going to tell you is I spit on the ground. That's what people in the neighborhood used to do. You know how I feel about you? I'll spit at somebody.
Never. Never do that. That is assault.
It's arrestable. Whether it's assault or not, I do think it's arrestable.
Well, it is assault, and thereby it is arrestable. 1102, Domino, Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM on a Monday morning into the afternoon. It's finally upon us, or at least almost upon us, at noon, the legal tampering period can and will begin in the NFL because, Chris, nobody is talking until noon. No communication has taken place between agents and teams. We know that, right?
I've made a note. So was tampering a thing? Super Bowl ended over a month ago, and I know why the NFL does this. Let me just fill you in. 365, 24/7. They want to be on your mind. They want people in our format, people at bars, newspapers for whatever they exist, whatever their sort of place in this is, certainly social media, 365, 24/7, which is why their calendar year is different than their business year, and it's why the day after the Super Bowl, you really don't have a free-for-all. I think Kevin O'Connell of the Vikings sort of said, there's something fishy going on, but here's the thing. Be careful looking into somebody else's yard, which is, I think there's a gentleman's agreement where you know what's happening, I know what's happening. Do I think Terry Fontenot's in the bushes outside of Kirk Cousins' house, his in-law's house, wherever they think he's going to be? I don't think so. What did Russell Wilson just tell us he's doing?
He is going to sign with the Steelers.
So he's a free agent because he's been kicked to the curb?
Yes.
So it's allowed to happen?
I suppose.
Okay, why can't that happen with everybody?
I don't know.
Oh, I know why. 365, 24/7. They just want to have as many days where they're making headlines. And we had talked about it. There's a reason this doesn't happen on Friday. Close a business on Friday when a lot of the business of the weekend is, what just happened? No, they do it on Monday. This is brilliant.
They call it the Friday news dump for a reason, and we're very glad that the legal tampering will begin at noon today. Domino Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. You can listen to us talk about that and more.
How long do you have to wait before something comes out? Confirmed, non-confirmed,
so
anonymous sources.
Are we saying by like 12:15 we'll know where Kirk Cousins is going to be? Is that what you're saying?
Here's what I think is supposed to happen at 12:15.
We got him.
Oh.
Is that what's going to happen?
Well, let's not do it now because...
Not scare anybody that's driving right now.
Yeah, the Falcons are going to lose 3 number one draft picks over the next 3 years if we just announce this news. Or whatever the fine is. I don't even know what it is. But the concept of, I think what we might find out earlier today is the alleged conversation he was going to have with Minnesota last night. I'm a little bit surprised that hasn't leaked. Here's what he said, and here's what they said, but here's what he said, but here's what they said. I'm shocked it's 11:05. And I don't have any intel.
Well, Diana Rossini says that he will indeed, Kirk Cousins, hit free agency and start talking with the Falcons at noon. Adam Schefter says he doubts that the Vikings are going to let Kirk Cousins get away. So do what you will with all of the reports that you are going to hear until something officially comes down.
I'll do nothing. Until somebody holds up a piece of paper that has signatures on it and said, we got him, or whatever the hell they
got.
Does
that kind of scare you, that noise, every time?
No.
It makes me sit up straight.
No. The one that got me was as a kid where this is only a test. Man, remember, I'm old. I grew up in the 60s. There was a chance the Russians were coming after us. When we got in the basement at PS8 with the 3 bottles of water and 2 cans of sardines.
Duck and cover.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
That's down the hall.
I'm not really
sure. We're just talking about the Cold War days. That's all.
I'm not sure what PS8 really thought was going to happen when you had kindergarten through fifth grade plus teachers.
Well, when you duck and cover, that protects you from the gamma rays. Don't you know anything?
There was three bottles of water and two cans of sardines. What was going to happen other than, Lord of the Flies?
I'd rather the gamma rays get me, actually, if all I had to eat were sardines.
So that noise always bothered me. That tone, that test, ooh. I'm just waiting for it to be, this is not a test. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But we'll let you know everything that's going on today and beyond. You can listen for free all of the time, no matter what the case is.
Are we going to get caught up in the make-a-believe stuff that happens today?
We may. Then again, we may not. Then again, we may. But you can listen to it for free, courtesy of Beaver Toyota of Cumming, and Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You've also got 680thefan.com. Might I add, you can also listen to Braves baseball at 680thefan.com and the Fan app. It's there for you. Just tap that button after you download the app.
Is it cash only?
It is no cash whatsoever, no Venmo, no nothing, because it is free. And guess what? Spring training, you can hear the Braves on the Fan app and the Fan, and also during the regular season into the postseason.
I mean, hypothetical. I'm not saying I did this, but let's just say I was standing outside in the Battery this weekend, and I had one of those credit card swipe things on my phone, and I just told people, hey, man, you want Braves spring training? You want Braves regular season? $10.
Suit. You'd be ripping people off. You'd be scamming people.
Is it illegal?
It's illegal because it's free. They don't have to pay anything. That money's going right in your pocket.
You
got one of those square things that you could slide the credit card through?
Yeah. You pay what you want to pay. I've got a service. What would you like to pay? Why is that illegal? If I'm standing in the Battery on a Saturday afternoon before the season starts, and then you know what I'll do for you for your $10? I'll download the 680 app.
I guess I can tell the story now. When I was driving Uber for a while, I had kind of like four or five people that I would drive, and I had the Square account, and they would swipe it, and I would kind of circumvent Uber that way. I was like a taxi cab driver. I don't know if there's a statute of limitations.
No, it's income. There's no, you know who doesn't care? The IRS. The IRS, everything was a murder. Like, you know that you can't get out of it 7 years later. I think the IRS sort of lives in the murder category. Doesn't matter when you did it. They can come get you.
I said too much then.
I did.
You can follow along at the X platform, and that's brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casino, at Road Dog 680, at Matt Lear, at DT 680, also at Chris D'Amino, at Cellini Nick at 680 The Fan. Today, I don't know if you know this or not, Chris, but today is Johnny Appleseed Day. So in honor of Johnny Appleseed, who is your favorite Johnny?
Okay, let's just move on. Let's not dwell on this. We'll see what happens. I'm going to prepare myself for the worst when it comes to music. And then let's get on to the other stuff.
And actors and perhaps famous talk show hosts. You know, there's a plethora of Johnnies out there.
Very common name. Very common name. We'll see how it goes. We'll go around the country. And I'm just going to drop little seeds of crap.
Well, not crap, but apples. Johnny Appleseed was John Chapman.
Yeah, a real person.
Yes. Was born in 1774, passed away in 1845. He's known as an American pioneer nurseryman.
Mm-hmm.
Who introduced apple trees to large parts of PA, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and present-day Ontario.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, created businesses.
And also some sections of West Virginia. They probably ran him off in West Virginia, though. We don't need your apples. That's the devil.
You ain't one of us.
There's a picture of Johnny Appleseed, an artist's rendition, of course.
Yeah.
And he's got overalls with no shoes on.
Hmm. He was a humble man.
Very simple man, apparently.
Walked across the country in his bare feet.
Yeah, anyway. So this is what's going on. This is where we stand right now with Kirk Cousins. Is he or is he not going to be here? And it looks like Justin Fields isn't really going to be considered, if you believe what you're hearing. The Bears want to trade him, but nobody really wants to give up what the Bears want to get in return for Justin Fields.
Yeah, but there was also something Saturday that said Arthur Blank prefers Justin Fields over Kirk Cousins. We're in the nonsense.
We are. We very much are. It's almost over, but we're not out of the nonsense woods yet.
And then there'll be things today. He said this, they said that, but I'm going to tell you this. And then the person who has nothing to do with it now said that. It's sort of like
not a crapshoot.
I took a philosophy.
Sounds like
course.
It is.
I took a philosophy in college, a history major, English minor. They make you take philosophy.
Sure.
And what I figured out about philosophy, big picture, is the last guy to say something always was the guy that everybody said, well, there it is. Like there was a thousand eureka moments.
Mm-hmm.
As long as somebody's Descartes said something after this guy, whoa, there it is. Then somebody would say something after Descartes. What I'm finding out now is everybody's got to be relevant. You know, I got to get on my social media. My boss is looking at me. What am I going to do? And they're just plucking from places that make no sense.
A lot of people are feeling the pressure. as NFL insiders. That's what you're saying.
Well, Kirk Cousins.
I got to say something.
I think Denver's interested. Denver might call him. Okay. I don't know if you're right or you're wrong, but I do know this seems to be a late entry into the whole thing.
I think this is an interesting point from Bill Barnwell from ESPN as far as Kirk Cousins staying up north.
None of the other teams out there are going to give Kirk Cousins that same caliber of playmaker that he's going to have in Minnesota for the next couple of years. He's playing his best football of his career, as Hannah pointed out, before the injury last year. And the defense, which had been the problem for the Vikings, has improved. It jumped to 13th in scoring defense after being in the bottom quarter of the league the prior three seasons. So we've made upgrades, Kirk. You don't have to go anywhere. You can stay home. Just throw the ball at Justin Jefferson 200 more times.
Okay, how much money? How much money am I taking? Look, Baker Mayfield with the hometown discount in Tampa was ridiculous. He's not from there. He has no tie to them. We'll get to Baker Mayfield in a little bit.
Oh,
but the number was right. It's $100 million.
And that got the ball rolling now in the quarterback market, without question.
Yeah, because they just said, here's what it's worth if you actually have 1 year after basically your life was, your football life was on life support. I'll give him credit. He was smart enough to grab the line somebody threw him. Smart enough to grab it.
And you've got that negotiating line now if your other team's negotiating with quarterbacks such as Kirk Cousins.
Well, will Kirk Cousins take less to be here because he'll be happy?
I don't know.
Will he take less to, like, this whole idea that, whoa, all you got to do is throw it to Justin Jefferson 200 times. What's that gotten him?
You got Jordan Addison. You got some weapons there. And as far as weapons, you brought this up a couple of weeks ago because everybody keeps talking about the weapons that the Falcons have. And I started to think about it, and you're right. You got Drake London. He's your only wide receiver. You got a guy mentally, physically, we don't know where he is in Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, but thank God he's deadlifting with the cheat bar. And the Falcons showed me how strong he is.
That's great. You got Bijan Robinson coming off of year one, has potential. Then you got Tyler Allgeier, who was a 1,000-yard rusher. But what does that really mean anymore in a 17-game season? I mean, those are your weapons.
If I sign it, I'm not even going to do this. I'm even a little bit tired of it. We'll find out. Hopefully something by the time the end of the day comes, whether he has spoken to Minnesota and there's something real. With all due respect to Diana Rossini, with all due respect to Adam Schefter, I don't care about any of you. Just like I don't care that Justin Fields was born in the state of Georgia. There were so many things that, because it is silly season, and the NFL, it works because everybody is waiting on bated breath to figure out, once this happens, once guys get signed, who's going to draft who? Is somebody going to move back or up in the draft? They've got it figured out. This idea that the combine was later, this idea that the draft is later, multiple days we're going to take the draft on the road, this is a roadshow business. And the NFL doesn't want you to care from September 1st till February 1st. They want you to care about it all. Mission accomplished. But it's at ridiculous numbers. Baker Mayfield just got $100 million. I can go over his career. Baker Mayfield was dying on a vine. He goes to L.A., doesn't start. And all of a sudden you look around and you go, I guess he must... Maybe he's as good as some of these other guys, and he was. He was as good as some of these other guys, and it made him $100 million. He just changed his family's future.
Yeah. One good year at the position of quarterback gets you paid. And this is nothing new. Go back to the days of Scott Mitchell when Dan Marino blew out his Achilles. Scott Mitchell got a nice deal, two nice deals, in fact, because he played well in spurts. It doesn't take much to get paid at the quarterback position.
The general managers, owners, quarterback coaches, OCs, head coaches, they've gotten very lucky that the cap has gone up the way it has, because what they're doing with quarterback money, I'll say it because nobody else will, it's reckless. It's reckless. And you wonder why after 2 years you draft a guy and you go, nope, can't play. Because something shinier, not newer necessarily, but shinier, better, don't know, but it's shinier. So we're going to dump this guy to get out. You pay Daniel Jones $160 million. Deshaun Watson, diddler. Plus, I don't even know if he can play. I have no idea. You paid that guy $245.
I heard a national show say with Russell Wilson signing with Pittsburgh, when you look at the AFC North now, it's Joe Burrow and it's Lamar Jackson neck and neck. Mm-hmm. And then you have to figure out who's better, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. I know what one guy's making, and I know what the other guy's making guaranteed.
Well,
that's a part of the problem when you talk about the quarterback position. To take it a step further, what that other guy that's making $1.2 million in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson, is still going to get paid $38 million by the Denver Broncos to walk away.
He's got to beat out Kenny Pickett. So that's what he's got to do. Or he's got to go in. And if I'm Russell, I have a plan. He hasn't called me yet, but I can tell him
how it might be easier. Well, his plan's unlimited, without question.
Well, I'm going to tell him he needs to drop everything he thinks. We're going to look at me. look at me. You're no longer Russell Wilson. I've got to fix you a little bit because you're on a one-year
deal. That's what Arthur Smith has to do.
Let's not forget that. But in terms of value, you know what list Deshaun Watson will never be on? A valued quarterback. Based upon what you get, bang for your buck, Russell Wilson has a chance to be the best value in the NFL this entire season. Deshaun Watson will never have an opportunity to be talked about.
And that's what you have to be careful with, because I think Deshaun Watson taking that time off is going to continue to affect him physically, and that's why you need a reliable backup. If you sign Kirk Cousins, you need one up there. Maybe Joe Flacco, if he doesn't have an opportunity to start anyplace else, goes up there, maybe comes down here to be the backup. I don't know.
What if Joe Flacco, if you draft the guy, what if Joe Flacco starts for you?
I don't know.
This is what I asked you a couple of weeks ago. Joe Flacco's not done in Cleveland. Joe Flacco being here to, I think, groom a younger guy would be great.
Who would the younger guy be? Michael Penix?
I don't know.
Buck Belue loves Michael Penix because
okay.
He can't get Jaden Daniels. So you have to take the next best thing.
So I'm out of the Jaden Daniels business?
It seems that
I can't
way.
Move up?
Well, you can try, but yeah. I don't know okay. if the top three teams are going to necessarily trade down because they need quarterbacks.
You know what the NFL has going for it? I don't know the answer to that. Neither do you. Tune in tomorrow. Like a cliffhanger every day. Yeah. The NFL has built a who shot JR every day when it comes to quarterbacks
well,
in the NFL.
I think finally we're going to start to get some payoff starting at noon today, if not before that, if some breaking news happens. But the Bears, you talk about all these stories floating around, apparently may keep, to go back to what you said,
yeah.
Justin Fields, because according to Dan Graziano from ESPN, teams, the feedback the Bears are getting, teams don't consider him to be any more of a sure thing than Sam Darnold or Drew Lock. Now, that's the ultimate slap across the face.
Is Drew Lock still?
I had no idea he was still in the league.
Is Josh Rosen still around?
I don't believe Josh Rosen's okay. still around.
All right.
But if you're compared to those names, yeah. then that tells you that you're not going to get anything in return for him.
For $5.5 million, less than you paid Taylor Heineke here, you're going to be my backup quarterback. That's what you're going to be. Sorry. You win the job, or if the guy gets hurt, whoever it is we draft, maybe Caleb Williams doesn't start day one, you know, or whoever they take. Maybe he doesn't start day one. There's no way I'm giving him up for a fourth-round pick at $5.5 million. There's no way.
My biggest fear is that the Michigan quarterback is going to get drafted by the Falcons. That's my biggest fear. Because
okay.
now everybody, Mel Kiper included,
yeah.
is saying he is skyrocketing
yeah.
up the boards. What did I say? If
uh-huh.
they draft him, they should sell the franchise.
Right.
None of you know what you're doing.
Right.
You should flat out sell the franchise.
I think you want to step further, and I don't want to speak for you, but you said you'll go to the press conference, stand up,
yeah.
introduce yourself as Nick Cellini, a 6'8 of the fan, then tell them that.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, in my mind, that's how it will work, but I will probably sit at the press conference quietly. Let's hit the bongos and let you know what's coming up over the course of the morning into the afternoon. Another hawk goes down.
I don't know what any of you guys know about J.J. McCarthy. It's amazing.
It's just an opinion.
I know. Everybody knows.
Speaking for Falcon Nation, I demand you sell this franchise. There are no questions, just that statement. I'll see myself out.
I don't know if you know, he meditates on the goalposts before games.
Walks around barefoot.
Yeah, cool. So did Johnny Appleseed.
Well, Johnny Appleseed.
He's an American hero.
Yeah, Johnny Appleseed, if you want to defend J.J. McCarthy, he doesn't have a national championship ring either. Another hawk goes down. We'll try to keep up with the MASH unit around 11:50. A rough weekend for a friend of the show. We'll discuss some Braves at noon. And the NFL continues to strong-arm, or at least try to strong-arm college football. We'll get into that around 12:50. When we come back, the Big Ten and the SEC are still shaking their fist, issuing some threats. Why I oughta. We go on campus next. It's Domino and Cellini. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
The one that got me was as a kid, where this is only a test. Man, remember, I'm old. I grew up in the 60s. There was a chance the Russians were coming after us.
This is a test.
It's actually not a test.
In case of a real emergency, please crawl under the nearest desk and kiss your ass goodbye.
We don't need a War of the Worlds situation on our hands here. 11:25, Domino Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Why would that be a bad thing? I don't know if you know this, Orson Welles. What is it people say? I don't know. Is that the War of the Worlds guy? Like, they just sort of know something. They know him more for that than Rosebud. As long as we do this with a 680 T-shirt on.
I know Orson Welles, and we're really dating ourselves. He's a heavy actor that passed away a long time ago, was a great talk show guest, wore the same, like, tuxedo every time he went on a show. But I know him more. He pitched frozen vegetables for a while.
He did. Bird's Eye?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got a price, man. Joe D, he's pimping coffee makers.
If Joe DiMaggio can become Mr. Coffee, then the door's open for anybody, right?
Yes. Money talks.
Did he make more money as Mr. Coffee than as a baseball player? Because he made decent money for the time, Joe DiMaggio.
I think somebody said, why don't we call Joe D? And somebody else in the room said, well, what are you thinking? 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Joe D loves his cash. I'd like to know how he was paid.
Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was, I mean, for the sake of bookkeeping, there was a check that he got paid.
Right.
But certainly I think here was the pitch.
It's amazing. Mr. DiMaggio, it says you made $7 from the Mr. Coffee Company.
I think they brought in a briefcase full of cash.
Yes.
They showed him the cash.
Yes.
And they said, this cash can be yours if you let us call you Mr. Coffee.
Yes. All of those
they
things.
They didn't say anything about Mr. Coffee before showing him the cash in the briefcase. All alleged. Don't want to get sued by the DiMaggio family.
And I don't know how big a briefcase it was, but it was filled to the brim. You don't bring Joe D a half full briefcase.
No, you do not. You don't mess around when it comes to Joe D, the greatest when he was still alive, living ball player, as he was always introduced at old timers days. More turnover for the defending champs. Let's talk about that and more in about 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So we got your guy Reese Davis essentially echoing what you said, Domino. Just put together a super conference and let's just skip the field of 16 and let's just keep moving along.
Well, go over 14, go right to 16, but don't have conference championships.
Yeah, and he said make it bigger and better than ever without those conference championship games. This with the 14-game playoff 34 months away. And we know that initially the SEC and the Big Ten wanted the automatic buys. Now they're talking about including and receiving a combined 58% of the college football revenue, with the ACC and the Big 12 splitting around $31 million. They want a bigger slice of the pie because they're the bigger conferences.
Yes. I mean, there's nothing surprising about any of this. As long as they legitimately can, speaking of tampering, what contract would they have in their back pocket if they just say, oh, you don't want to do this? See ya. This is the divorce settlement, knowing the money's either hidden, it can never be found, it's over in Switzerland, some island someplace that it's just a bunch of serial numbers that nobody can get to, whatever it might be. It's not a threat if you can actually do it. And they're trying, I think, to line up, wink, wink, investors, bankers, networks, to make sure that if they go away and they want to form a 40-team conference, they will make more money than any proposal that says we take less than 58% on the big picture.
So they would get 58% and then 32% would be divvied up among everybody else.
No. Because there's 10% left over.
Oh, Notre Dame, you're right.
Yeah.
32% would go to the ACC and Big 12, and then Notre Dame and the group of five would get the other 10%.
Yes.
Now, let's see if the rest of college football, aside from the SEC and the Big 10, goes along with that. Because everybody started screaming, according to Heather Dinich. We found that out on Friday. She wrote that article for ESPN.com.
Well, I have to scream.
About the automatic buys.
I have to do the how dare you. Aren't we all in this together? You've never been all in this together. Like, that's the fallacy. So now the Big Ten and SEC have to figure out whether it's Apple, Netflix, Google, Prime, something that we don't even know about yet, where some billionaires. Look, we didn't think Saudi money was ever going to be a consideration anyplace, let alone in the world of golf where they go, oh, I'm not so sure. Well, how much? So if there's Saudi money, I'm not telling you they take it, but I'm telling you they hope it exists. They want people to bid for a 40, let's just say a 40 team, two conferences. Let's set it up this way, like the NFL. I keep telling you, they're going to set up an NFL model. And the question is going to be who Vanderbilt goes, who comes in. Florida State will take you. That's the game. If you want to balk at 58%, they're hoping they go, okay, now you get nothing because we're not a part of this anymore. How would it fare if you took the top 40 schools?
Yeah.
Take them out. What are the 90, about 90, what are they going to do? Seriously, what are they going to do? Because let me tell you, Notre Dame changing their tune, they shouldn't let them in the playoff. That's how they change their tune.
The problem
is, if you told Notre Dame, you're going to be with the 85 others.
Right.
What is Notre Dame going to do? We're not scheduling you. You're not playing Michigan. You're not playing any of us. What are they going to do? They're going to join. They're going to set it up like an NFL thing. Listen.
The problem is nobody has the guts to do it, is what I was going to say. Why not just put your foot down when it comes to Notre Dame? Either you're in.
Should have been done years ago.
Or you're out.
Yeah, you don't get to play five ACC games and then not have to compete in our championship. Notre Dame, if given the, you're either going to be with those 85 schools, go play Boise, go play whoever the hell it is. That's your TV deal because we're not playing you. We're not scheduling you. They join. And that's what's going to happen. So is it a game of chicken? To some degree, because it's like legal tampering. What kind of deal do they know that they have in their back pocket?
And the game of chicken apparently will continue into mid to late March. So later on this month, we're going to find out whether or not an agreement can be formalized between the 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick. That's the group.
How about this? You're out. If you don't come,
I don't have a problem with that.
And by the way, Swarbrick's leaving. They got a new guy coming in, right? Isn't Swarbrick finally going away?
Well, if he's going to go away, he's going to go away finalizing this deal, it seems. Unless the other guy's going to have to clean up the mess.
We're not even speaking to you. You know, like the retina code you need to get into the room? He's not getting it. He's not going to have a pass key. There's no four-digit number that he gets to punch into or he gets to participate. You're out.
You're on the pay-no-mind list.
Do you want 32% of this, or do you want us to take all of our footballs and go home? Because I'm telling you, you joke about it. 20 years ago, 2003, we did this. I did a show where it was throw them out, keep them around. That's what's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind that's what's happening.
Well, it certainly seems like it's going down that road.
The other 85 are going to compete for their own trophy. And they're going to try to tell you, isn't this swell? As they're all crying. They just won't cry on camera. Well, some of them might.
And Georgia has nothing to cry about. They will be a part of whatever the playoff is. And we know that they start spring practice tomorrow. And we know that their pro day is going to be on Wednesday, where we're probably going to see Brock Bowers and everybody else finally work out. And FanDuel has listed the win totals for the SEC. Georgia, to no one's real surprise, is number one, but they're a 10.5. Lowest total wins number since 2020 because of the Clemson, at Alabama, at Texas, and at Ole Miss games that are on their schedule.
Market correction. They're not sure that they're going to be able to keep this up because keeping it up is really hard to do in college football. 10.5. Incredible problems to have.
You and go Dogs.
First world problems. Texas is also up there tied with Georgia at 10.5. You've got Ole Miss, Missouri, and Alabama at 9.5 on that list of SEC teams as far as the win totals, according to FanDuel. They want to lay some money down.
And they're going to make you work, hence the half. Remember, that's sort of their, okay, all right, hotshot, make a decision. I wouldn't put a real number. I don't want juice.
FanDuel also has their Heisman odds as far as the SEC, the top five odds. It's Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck both tied at plus 750. Nico Iamaleva, the Tennessee quarterback, plus 1,500. Jalen Milroe's down at plus 1,500, along with Jackson Dart, the Ole Miss quarterback. Again, if you want to put some money down on things, feel free to do so. Just, you know, gamble responsibly is all we ask. Don't. I mean, it's not my problem.
Yeah. I don't want you to be homeless. I don't want your kids to not have shoes in their feet. North Carolina starts betting today. And again, that's what people around here will tell you. Oh, the problems it's going to create. It might. It might, but I hate to be callous about it. Then don't do it. then don't do it. If you can't afford it, don't do it. If you can't afford to lose, which you will, by the way, and if you don't know that, look, how about we start with a lesson?
There's big buildings in Las Vegas, and more big buildings keep getting built for that reason. The house always wins eventually.
Let me make a concession. Let me make a concession to the people who, we can't have gambling. I think it's like 30-something.
Is that the outrage voice?
Yes, it is. It's my outrage voice. So here's what I'm going to do. I'll say, how about we make a concession? Can we get gambling if I put something out? You know, people now bet responsibly. Like in most of those commercials, you hear bet responsibly.
I encourage that.
Yeah, sure. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go a step further. I want online sports betting here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put something out that says, you will lose. You will lose.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you. I'm going to win.
But it's almost like on a pack of cigarettes, here's the Surgeon General warning. Let me give you the Cristamino warning. You will lose. You want to keep playing or you want to start playing? Just understand that.
Georgia Tech lost 6 games, 1-7 last year. They start spring practice today. Brent Key said you should be in your groove right now. And he said that during the meeting on Sunday, he told everybody, any of you in this room that think that last year was a success, then you don't understand what success truly is. We had successful parts of the season. This should be a warm-up.
Then he kicked 12 kids out. He said, oh, you look a little like you just... Get out.
You're trending in the right direction. And that's what Brent Key wants to get across to his team. Last year is last year. Some good things happened, but then, you know, look at a couple of the losses.
Oh, God. Yeah, you can't smell yourself, boys. We haven't done anything yet. We've laid a little bit of groundwork. Not even all the groundwork. We laid some groundwork last year. That's the messaging.
And I was asked by the officials over at Georgia Tech, in honor of our five-year agreement, our five-year extension, much like I did last year, would you be willing to work out with the strength and conditioning coach?
No. Why would I even? That's not even consideration. But
I'd probably overstep my bounds a little bit by saying yes.
Yeah. That's illegal tampering, what you just did. You spoke for me, and you shouldn't. No, I will not do that.
Okay.
I'll watch the next person who wants to do it.
I know what I'll
never do.
It's like running the Peachtree Road Race. I did it once. I did that once. That's it. Mm-hmm. No more.
I don't need to do it. I wish I still had an arm.
Uncle. It's all over. Yeah. I'm telling you, I almost...
tap out.
When I was throwing that chain and bear crawling, he wanted me to turn around and go back. I would have thrown up all over the field.
Uh-huh.
There was no, I was done. There was no way I was going any further with that.
I'm trying to think of how many years ago. Probably, again, I don't want to play Uncle Rico, but probably 10 years ago, I would have said, I'll go throw the football for you. I'll go through that drill. I don't need to go through weightlifting. I don't need to go through cardio. I don't need to go through burpees, Pilates, whatever the hell it is these kids are doing today. If you would have set up a tire on a rope, I would have thrown footballs. I don't even think they're doing that.
Georgia State, I don't know if they're doing that there, but I do know this. They had to cancel or at least postpone spring practice when Sean Elliott left. Now they announced that practices will resume in 8 days from now on March the 19th, and their spring game will take place on April the 12th, a Friday night down at Center Park Stadium, the former Turner Field. So good news there. We also know that the conference tournaments around college basketball are starting this weekend. And we know that Georgia will be in Nashville against Missouri at 9:30 on Wednesday night as they play their opening round game after losing to Auburn over the weekend. We also know that Georgia Tech will start tomorrow at 2 p.m. You can hear that game right here on The Fan as they take on Wake Forest. And I'm sorry, they take on Notre Dame. And if they beat Notre Dame, then they take on Wake Forest. But I'm looking way too far ahead.
Yeah, let's just get through tomorrow. Let's see what happens. Georgia Tech, Notre Dame. I remember. Hold on. Remember how I told you a little bit ago I was old? I don't even have to be that old and go that far back to remember when Georgia Tech, Notre Dame at basketball would have been fun. Fun. The fact that these two are playing on a Tuesday, that'll tell you sort of the state of the union. They're playing on a Tuesday. That's not good. Wouldn't qualify to do anything, like wait till Wednesday.
What do you make of what happened? Listen, Duke is the school everybody loves to hate, and when things like what happened on Saturday happen, you kind of understand why.
Yeah.
North Carolina wins at Duke 85-79 on Saturday. They start celebrating the Cameron crazy, start throwing drinks at the Carolina players. And then, you know, during the game, if you want to backtrack a little bit, Kyle Filipowski, who got tripped after Wake Forest stormed the court, if you believe that story.
Did he?
Or did he? Did he try to hurt somebody else? I don't know.
He's got a problem with his leg. He's got involuntary accident seems in that leg. He should get that looked at.
Yeah, it looks like he used that very same leg to trip Harrison Ingram, as in trip him on purpose.
He did.
And here's what Filipowski had to say after the contest.
I'm not really too sure how that whole situation happened, to be honest. I was really just getting up. My foot slipped. I don't know how I caught him. That's really all I got. I don't see him coming from anywhere. I didn't even know he was back with me. I thought I was the only one left. But yeah, that's pretty much all I can remember.
Laugh a little, smirk a little.
Based on the video, I'm not buying that explanation.
My foot slipped.
Yeah, no, he's a Division I college basketball player at Duke. Yeah, so I don't even know what, bless you. Is that a sneeze? Oh, that was a snicker. It's a terrible look because he knows exactly what he was doing. He would have been better off doing who was it here? Was it Hayden Hurst who blacked out on his first touchdown? Who said that time? I just blacked out.
No, that was the other tight end that played in the Super Bowl, Austin Hooper.
Oh, yeah, he just blacked out. I don't even know what happened. I blacked out. That kid would have been better off with a blackout. You knew exactly where he was. You knew what your leg was doing.
I don't know how I caught him.
It's why people don't like Duke. The fans doing that, that's not a good look for anybody. It's just cheap. And that rivalry on top of everything else, this is supposed to be a rivalry that you scoreboard. Scoreboard. And I'll see you when I see you the next time. And he didn't help. It's just not something you need to do.
UConn beat Providence 74-60 in Rhode Island on Saturday. Why do we bring it up? Well, UConn's Dan Hurley, one of your favorites, as he's coming off the court surrounded by security, starts telling one fan heckling him to come here. Come on. Come on down here and say that to my face. You're going to get hurt if you do.
That's a terrible Dan Hurley. You do know he's from New Jersey.
I know.
I don't know. What voice is that?
I took some poetic license. That's all. But that's what he essentially said.
Yeah, the only thing he didn't do was basically rip his shirt off. I'll fight you. You'll fight me. I'll fight you. Security around him. This guy talks enough, and he's theatrical enough where he needs security around him. It feels very old school. Dan Hurley ain't taking crap from anybody, and he's not taking it from his own team. When they stink, he tells you they stink. He's trying to line up to go back-to-back. It's really hard to do, and if you're, 18 to 22-year-olds get a kick out of you threatening to kick someone's ass, great, use it.
But what do you need? You need storylines. So Duke is the team everybody loves to hate. Dan Hurley seems to be a controversial coach. And then you've got, in the women's game, South Carolina and LSU brawling on the floor as a bunch of people are thrown out of that game. South Carolina remained undefeated over the weekend, beating LSU 79-72. At one point, one of the players' brothers jumped onto the court. He got arrested and escorted out. It was bananas.
Well, Kim Mulkey... Well, she spoke, and I watched the halftime interview, and she's a different cat. I'm just telling you, she's a different cat. This is her talking postgame.
No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid. You 6'8", don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.
Let them go at it. Way to go, Coach. Angel Reese walked right to
the
bench.
That's
the
way it was in the old neighborhood. You got something to say, let them fight. And then we pull them apart. Let them go.
Yeah, and then they both be suspended for whatever it is, like rounds of the tournament. To me, that's the equivalent. I'm not saying these people are 10 years old, but I used to hear soccer parents yell, get her. I know what get her is. Let them go at it. Okay, let them fight. Angel Reese walked away. Probably pretty smart. Now, again... shoving anybody, people jumping onto the court area. This is, and you know what they're all rooting for? Remember I told you the other day what they're rooting for? They're hitting their knees for certain things. They're hoping these two teams play. And let's find out if they're on opposite sides of the bracket. My guess will be, what a coincidence. They're not scheduled to face each other till at least the Final Four.
And somehow, some way, one of these teams faces Iowa in the championship game. I mean, that's what you want on that side of the ledger.
Yeah, you want LSU. College basketball. You want LSU against Iowa.
Angel Reese against...
You'd like South Carolina on Saturday night, Sunday night.
Yes. Yeah. Storylines. And the brackets are almost here. It's time almost after this weekend for the Harrah's Cherokee Casino and Resorts March Mania Bracket Challenge. Go to 680thefan.com. When the brackets are announced, fill out your bracket, and you'll take us on head-to-head among others. The best bracket of the tournament gets a two-night stay with breakfast and dinner for two at Harrah's Cherokee Casino and Resort. The entry deadline is next Wednesday, March the 20th, this year's March Mania Bracket Challenge. Again, brought to you by Harrah's Cherokee Casino and Resort.
Hey, remind me if we go back to college football later about Fox's Friday night and the ACC championship game. I had a conversation this morning about why the ACC championship game is where it is, why it's played where it is. maybe at some point we'll readdress this.
Adam, remind me to remind Matt, to remind me, to remind Chris. We're going to go an extra level here to make sure that
I went to Maggiano's.
Gets out what he needs to get out. Well, after you finish the meal. Remind Matt to remind me to remind Matt to remind me to remind Chris. The Hawks continue to drop like flies. Your NBA minutes and then some is next here on Domino and Chiellini, the Fan.
I'd rather do the ACC championship thing in Fox.
Well, we'll get to it.
Dude, we'll get to it.
There's a time and a place for everything. To everything, Domino, turn. And that clock continues to turn here on Domino and Chiellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
1152, Domino, Chiellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Johnny Appleseed Day, Chris. Who's your favorite Johnny? Is the X platform question of the day. This is Johnny Rivers.
I know who it is.
Just throwing it out there, that's all. Secret.
I am going to do it one day this week. I'm going to either not have a Twitter question of the day or I'll control it because...
I just know it's deep down inside driving you crazy. If you're a Hawks fan, more injuries are driving you crazy. Right quick, wanted to mention the fact that they lost to the Pelicans last night. Oh, 116 to 103. They went into the game without, obviously, Trae Young and Jalen Johnson. Then they lost Sadiq Bey to a hyperextended knee with about 10 and a half minutes to go in the game, and they have a day off, and now they're going out west. A four-game road trip will start on Wednesday in Portland. There's not enough bodies now.
Yeah.
Is it Vit Krejci was playing the other night in Memphis?
Ask me if I care. I'm sorry. I'm just going
to
be really
honest. Was trying to praise Vit Krejci. He's doing his best to be a team player, Nick. Look at Vit out there creating some energy. That guy's been
energy,
cut and released and then signed, and then cut and released, and then signed how many times? But they need him because they have no bodies.
Let me tell you what's not a real thing in the NBA.
The Vit Krejci show came to Memphis on Friday night.
Energy's not a real thing in the NBA. You're either good or you're not. Sorry. I don't care. Again, tell me when they're going to be interesting, and I'll
pay attention.
Well,
they're 6-3 without Trae Young.
15-5, whatever the hell I told you that number is. I can't play the game. This is it, though. Like, you tell, but they lost yesterday. It's not a day-to-day thing.
Well,
give me the record with Trae out when it's all done.
The storyline is another starter goes down. That was kind of sort of the storyline. That's why
no one cares. I don't want to be Arthur
Smith. So.
I don't want to be Arthur Smith. No one cares.
Right. Well, I guess I won't do that again.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
All right, how long has Terry Fontenot been here in Atlanta?
What is this, 3 years now?
Yeah, that's not the right answer. The
Terry
right answer,
actually is here.
The right
going
answer
on four?
He's been here long enough to have this article written. And I quote, headline, 8 worst free agent signings under Atlanta Falcons GM Terry Fontenot. You have to be someplace to have 8 worst free agent signings. So he's been here. He's been here now. He gets this year, and we'll see what he does.
Because they're physically not here doesn't mean they're not here.
I'll tell you who's not here. Mike Davis.
Someone should have said to him, what the hell are you talking about?
Is Mike Davis here?
Mike Davis is not here.
Is Taylor Heinicke here? Is Josh Rosen or A.J. McCarron here?
They are not.
That starts the list of
Felipe Franks was formally cut loose today as well.
Okay.
We're going to at 12, take some calls about your favorite Felipe Franks moment.
My point is, again, you've been here long enough when somebody can write an article about the things that you've done poorly. And now Terry Fontenot, again, this year we'll find out how it all goes. The least likely thing I thought would ever come out of my mouth as it pertains to the NBA and Larry Bird. Draymond Green just passed Larry Bird on three-pointers made. This is the God's honest truth. 650 to 649. Now, I don't even know how this happened. I'm trying to fact-check it. I went to basketballreference.com. Draymond Green has more threes than Larry Bird.
Yeah, it's a different game.
Accomplishment.
Everybody's shooting threes now. The game is outside in.
This makes no sense.
No isolation. Everything's motion. It's just a different game.
Part of my 20s has just been crushed. Part of my years of the 20s into the 30s has been crushed once I read that piece of information. It's also been suspended more than Larry because they didn't suspend you back in the day when you
took. But who would you take? It's my question. I mean, that's the way to put it. Never mind how many three-pointers you made. I know who I'm taking.
If I would have told you 3 years ago, 2 years ago, watch this, 2 days ago, that I'm going to tell you that Draymond Green, 2 days ago, has more made threes than Larry Bird, what would you have said? That's not possible.
Right.
Well, he does.
But when you, when you think about where the league is, that's what happens.
All right, and I just want to give you, we don't even have time for the sound, right? You guys are telling me we got to go? We'll go. Let me give you one piece of sound. Dana White on Mike Tyson. Because I'll tell you what else Dana White said about Netflix, but listen to this.
He gets mad when I do this, but Mike's 60, man. I love Mike Tyson personally as a friend, and he's one of my favorite athletes of all time. I don't know. Let's see what he can go in there and put together a training camp and come in. And, you know, I don't like to see guys fighting it. A 31-year age difference during that fight. Just, you know, you guys know what I think of that stuff.
He also said, by the way, hey, man, give Netflix credit. They're going to be a force in this thing. He thinks this is a goof. But Netflix is now getting in. I'll ask you, and then we'll go to break. I just told those guys, Netflix subscription, this number is going to be astronomical. It's going to be ridiculously big, this fight. Why wouldn't they just charge another $9.99 and say, we're going to do something, we're going to see how it goes. Don't charge 50, don't charge 60, don't charge 30. Why are they not charging $9.99, $5.99, whatever the hell number?
I could see them doing it eventually. I think they're dipping their toe in the water, seeing how people react to the news, and maybe
they're
going to
react.
That.
They're going to watch this, but why would they not charge $5.99 or $9.99?
Like I said, there's plenty of time.
Because I'd pay for
it. Decide to do that.
I'd pay for it.
Then I'd have to come over to your house. Otherwise, I'll watch it at home.
All right.
I'll bring a six-pack of beer and some chips. An update on Ronald Acuna Jr. That when we come back as we talk some Braves here on your home of the Braves. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.